we present Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve in Paul Temple and the Gregory Affair, a serial in 10 episodes by Francis Darbridge. Episode 1, with the compliments of Mr. Gregory.
Gentlemen, the Commissioner will be with you in just a few minutes.
I say, what's this all about?
This is all rather unusual.
Now tell me, you found the Wallace girl.
What's happened to the Wallace girl?
Sir Graham Forbes has certain information for you concerning the Wallace case. I would suggest, therefore, that you contain yourselves, gentlemen, until the Commissioner... Oh. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bosworth. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Please be seated. One inspector, have you told them about...
I've told them nothing, sir.
The inspector's been running true to form.
I see. Well, I've taken the somewhat unusual course of inviting you gentlemen of the press to Scotland Yard, because early this morning my department received further instructions from the Home Secretary. To be brief, gentlemen, the ban has been lifted. You can print the Wallace story.
And so, on the night of Thursday, September the 12th, Barbara Wallace, youngest daughter of Sir Oliver Wallace, the eminent physician, mysteriously disappeared. The Wallace case is without parallel in the history of British crime, but it has been established...
I'm sure this business must have been most distressing for you, Mr. Day. But would you mind telling the Sunday News, in your own words, exactly what happened on the night in question? The night of Thursday, September 12th?
Well, I'm afraid there's not much to tell. I took Barbara to the theatre, and after the theatre we decided to go along to the Alpine Club for a bite to eat. I suppose it must have been about 11:30 or so when we left the club and... Well, I...
You had trouble starting your car, hadn't you, sir?
Oh, yes. I couldn't get the car started. It was really rather awkward, so I stopped a taxi and told the driver to take Miss Barbara back to her hotel.
And that was the last time you saw your fiancé?
Yes, I'm afraid it was the last time.
Do you think you would recognise the taxi again, sir, or the driver?
I rather doubt it. I'm afraid I'm not very good at remembering faces and that sort of thing.
I take it that you agree with Scotland Yard, sir, that it's quite clearly a case of abduction.
What else could it be? Barbara had been taken ill or lost her memory, surely someone would have recognised her by now.
Yes, yes indeed. Well, thank you, sir. And may I, on behalf of the Sunday News, express the hope that in the very near future...
Steady now! Steady, lad! Steady or they'll be turned boat over.
No, in my country, we think nothing of... handling a boat like this, it is a, what do you say, a child's play.
Yes, well, we're not in your country, we're in Yorkshire. And if it's all the same to you, now take it steady, take it steady. Here's the net.
There you are.
Slow her down, slow her down.
Oh, just look at those fish.
What did I tell you?
This is wonderful. This morning we placed the net, and tonight...
Tonight we collect the fish. Can you beat that in your country, my lad?
In Norway, it is different. First of all, we take...
What is it? What are you staring at?
What is that holding on to the corner of the net? It looks to me...
Where?
There, in the corner.
Why, it's someone's hand. Oh, my God. There's someone in the net.
In the net? Well, that is impossible, surely.
No, no. They must have caught in the tide, and they must have been out bathing it. Yeah. Quickly, give me an hand. Get hold of the net. Wait, just a... Now, pull! 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 Pull!
Oh. It's a girl.
Aye.
She can't have been bathing. She's fully dressed.
Aye.
Mr. Harcourt, oughtn't we to do something? Oughtn't we to try, what do you call, artificial respire?
It's no use.
No use?
It's no use, lad. She's dead.
Dead? But how did she get into the water like this? I don't understand how she... What is it?
I know this, lass. It's the one papers have been on about. Why, lad, it's Barbara Wallace.
Right, hold your horses, Steve. Hold your horses. By Timothy, of all the impatient females... Oh. Oh.
Hello, Temple.
Why? Hello, Sir Graham. I didn't expect to see you. I thought it was Steve.
Yes, so I gather.
Well, this is a surprise. What are you doing in this part of the world?
We have to come up to Coventry on business, so I thought we might as well...
Pop over to Bramley Lodge. That's a very good idea.
Oh, this is a colleague of mine, Chief Inspector Vosper.
Glad to meet you, Inspector. Come inside. Come inside, Sir Graham.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, you're just in time for a cup of tea. Or would you prefer a whiskey and soda?
I think just at the moment I should prefer a whiskey and soda, Temple.
That goes for me too, sir.
Oh. Right. A whiskey and soda. Well, it's very nice to see you again, Sir Graham. But Timothy, it must be quite a while since you visited Bramley Lodge.
Ah. Well, that's better.
Would you like another drink, Inspector?
No. No, thank you, sir.
Well, how are things, Temple? Are you busy?
No. Just at the moment, I'm rather at a loose end, Sir Graham. Mm. As a matter of fact, I've only just finished writing a novel.
I read your last novel. The detective was a bigger fool than ever.
He had to be, Sir Graham.
He was practically the chief commissioner, yes, I know.
What brought you up to Coventry, exactly?
The Wallace case.
The Wallace case?
Don't tell me you've never heard of the Wallace case, Mr. Temple.
Yes, I've heard of it, of course. Who hasn't? But I'm afraid I know very little about it, Inspector.
Oh? I always thought you kept yourself particularly well informed, Mr. Temple.
5 weeks ago, on Thursday, September the 12th, a girl called Barbara Wallace mysteriously disappeared. Miss Wallace had been to the theatre with her fiancé, a man called Edward Day.
Go on, Sir Graham.
After the theatre, they visited a nightclub, the Alpine Club in the Haymarket. On leaving the club, this was about 11:30, Day apparently had a little difficulty in starting his car. So he put Miss Wallace into a taxi. The next time he saw Barbara Wallace was 4 weeks later when he identified the body.
Go on.
2 days after Barbara Wallace disappeared, her fiancé, Edward Day, received through the registered post a small diamond brooch. He recognised the brooch as belonging to Miss Wallace. She was, in fact, actually wearing it the night she disappeared. Attached to the brooch, there was a small slip of paper. It had a sentence scrawled across it in red ink. It said...
With the compliments of Mr. Gregory.
With the compliments of Mr. Gregory?
Yes.
Is that all it said?
That's all.
Go on.
Just over a week ago, a Coventry girl called Mildred Dawson visited an aunt of hers in London, St. John's Wood. Mm. Miss Dawson was due to return to Coventry on the 15th. That was the day before yesterday. She actually left Euston on the 6 o'clock. We know that for a fact. But she never arrived at Coventry.
Hmm.
This morning, her father received a bracelet of hers. It was one of those lucky charm affairs, you know, the sort of thing. Attached to the bracelet, there was a small slip of paper. You can see for yourself what it says.
With the compliments of Mr. Gregory. Sir Graham, tell me, is this slip of paper and the slip received by Day your only reason for suspecting that in some particular way the two cases are connected with each other?
Well...
No. No, not exactly, Mr. Temple. You see, we found a prescription on Barbara Wallace, a doctor's prescription. It had apparently been made out to Miss Wallace by a certain Dr. Wiseman.
Well?
Well, this afternoon, sir, when we visited Miss Dawson's home at Coventry... I noticed a bottle of medicine. It was on the dressing table in her bedroom. I took the bottle down to the local chemist, and he informed me that he had made it up for Miss Dawson about a fortnight ago. He had made it up from a prescription. A prescription apparently made out for Miss Dawson by Dr. Wiseman.
Dr. Wiseman?
The medicine was quite harmless, I take it.
Quite harmless.
Have you interviewed this Dr. Wiseman, Inspector?
Not yet, sir. That's my next port of call.
According to the newspapers, the body of Barbara Wallace was discovered at Seaburn near Whitby by a Norwegian man called Peter Davos. Is that correct?
Actually, Peter Davos and an old fellow called Bill Harcourt discovered the body. They were out fishing together. Davos was on holiday down there. As a matter of fact, I believe he still is.
Have you questioned him?
Yes. He seems quite a reasonable sort of fellow. Both he and the old boy got rather a nasty shock, I'm afraid.
I see. How was she killed?
She was strangled.
She wasn't actually drowned, then?
No.
How long had the body been in the water?
Oh, anything from 5 to 8 hours. It was rather difficult to tell.
What's your opinion of this Norwegian fellow, Peter Davos?
Well,
I've told you. He appears to be quite a decent sort of chap. Been over here since 1933.
Well, you appear to have a very interesting case on your hands, Sir Graham.
Temple, you know why we came here this afternoon, don't you?
Yes.
If I didn't think this business was serious, damn serious, then believe me,
I'd like to help you, Sir Graham, but you know how Steve feels about my getting involved in this sort of
thing.
We've
got to find that girl, Temple. We've got to find Mildred Dawson before...
Before it's too late, Mr. Temple.
Steve and I are going out tonight. We're driving over to the theatre at Stratford-on-Avon. I'll have to talk to her about this on the way back.
Yes. All right, Temple.
I'll ring you first thing in the morning. I turned Sir Graham straight. Sir Graham, I said, don't you run away with the idea that I'm jolly well going to get mixed up in this business, because I'm jolly well not. And if you jolly well think that I'm jolly well...
You pair have had a very jolly time, darling. Did Chief Inspector Vosper join in the fun and games?
Chief Inspector Vosper? Don't talk to me about Vosper. By Timothy, what a miserable-looking devil. Still, I suppose the poor blighter's got rather a lot on his plate just at the moment.
Supposing you did decide to investigate this business, Paul.
Yes?
What would be your first move?
I should go up to Seaburn and have a chat with Bill Harcourt and that Norwegian fellow Davos.
But they only pulled the girl out of the water, surely. Oh, here we are. Someone's closed the gates, darling. You'll have to get out and open them.
Now, I wonder who did that. I'll bet a fiver it's Charlie. Steve, what are we going to do about Charlie? He's a darn sight worse than Ricky.
You know the servant problem, darling, and Charlie is trying.
Trying is the word, my sweet. Shall be a second.
What's that you've got?
It's a handbag, Steve. I found it on the grass near the gate. Is it yours?
No.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure.
Well, that's funny. It's quite a nice bag. I'm sure it isn't yours.
Of course I'm sure. What's inside it?
Oh, lipstick, mirror, handkerchief, powder compact. I think that's about all. Oh, just a minute. I think there's something... Oh, it's a pencil and a book of stamps.
Well, whoever dropped it must have been walking very near. What is it?
I'm just looking at the book of stamps. There's a name scribbled across it. It looks to me remarkably like...
Like what?
Well, it looks to me like Dr. Wiseman.
Dr. Wiseman? But that was the name Sir Graham mentioned. The name they found on the prescription belonging to Barbara Wallace.
Yes. We'd better put the car away, Steve.
It's all right, Paul. I'll open the garage doors, then you can drive straight in.
Thank you, darling.
Paul, there's... There's someone in the garage.
Well, there's no reason to get frightened, Steve. Perhaps it's Charlie.
No. No, it's a girl. Look. Look, Paul, you can see. She's at the end of the garage. She's lying on the floor near the... Yeah.
Stay where you are.
Darling, oughtn't
Steve,
we to...
Stay where you are.
Well?
She's dead.
Dead?
She's been strangled.
Who is she? Who is she, do you know?
Yes. It's Mildred Dawson. Let's go up to the house, Steve.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Temple. Evening, Mom.
Good evening, Charlie.
Hope you enjoyed the... Hello, hello. What's up?
How long have you been in, Charlie?
Well, since 8 o'clock. I missed the 4 o'clock train, Governor.
Has anyone called?
No. Well, not while I've been in, they haven't.
Have you seen anyone? In the grounds, or...?
No. No, of course I haven't. Oh, there was a telephone call for you.
When?
About an hour ago. I think the bloke must have been crackers.
What do you mean?
Well, I answers the phone, and a bloke says, "Is that Bramley 985? And I said, "Yes." And then he said, "I've got a message for Mr. Temple. It's very important." Then he gave me the message.
Well?
Well, that's just it. The message didn't make sense. It wasn't a blinking message.
What do you mean?
Well, the bloke only said half a dozen words, then rang off. Must have been off his rocker.
Well, what did he say?
He said, "Present my compliments to Paul Temple. The name is Mr. Gregory."
Time, gentlemen, please. Now, come along. Time, gentlemen, please. Come along. Oh, Harry, break it up. Break it up. That's enough, gentlemen. Time, gentlemen, please.
Good evening, Fred.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Davos. Bit on the late side, aren't you? We're just packing up for the night.
I don't want a drink, Fred. I believe if Mr. Temple is staying here, Mr. Paul Temple?
Yeah, that's right. He arrived this afternoon. Him and his missus. They're upstairs now having a bite to eat.
Oh, Mr. Temple is not alone, then?
No, he's got his wife with him. At least he says it's his wife. She's a bit of all right.
Where are they? In the dining room?
Yeah, you know the room. First right at the top of the stairs.
Thank you, Fred.
Are they expecting you, Mr. Davos?
Yes, that's all right.
Okay. Right, time, gentlemen. Come along, gentlemen. Come along, come along.
We brought the girl back to the shore, and I telephoned for the police. The rest of the story you know, Mr. Temple.
Was Mr. Harcourt upset when he saw the body in the water?
Oh, we were both upset. It was so unexpected. One moment we were laughing and joking, and the next moment we were struggling to get the girl out of the net. It was horrible. Really horrible, Mrs. Temple.
Did you know that it was Barbara Wallace, Mr. Davos?
Oh, no. No, personally, I hadn't the slightest idea who it was. But Harcourt recognised her. He recognised her almost immediately.
I see. How long are you staying down here in Seaburn?
Oh, for perhaps another 2 or 3 weeks. I usually stay down here for a month or so at this time of the year. I rent a small cottage over on Fallow Cliff, not far from Bill Harcourt's place. My home, of course, is in London.
What part of London, Mr. Davos?
St. John's Wood.
I was hoping that Mr. Harcourt would have come along with you this evening. I sent him a note, but...
I am afraid poor old Harcourt doesn't like answering questions, and he's had rather a lot of it just lately. You'll find him rather difficult to handle, Mr. Temple. He was quite rude to that other fellow.
Which other fellow?
Why, the man who came over from Whitby. Mr. Day.
Mr. Day? Wasn't that the man who was engaged to Barbara Wallace?
Yes. When did you see Mr. Day, exactly?
Yesterday morning. He drove over from Whitby. He certainly was most curious about...
About what?
About what actually happened when we discovered the body.
I see. You say that Mr. Harcourt lives on Fallow Cliff. Where is that?
It's just over on the other side of the bay, about 4 miles from here. I'm afraid you'll have to put yourself out, Mr. Temple, and visit the old boy yourself.
Yes, I can see that. When would you suggest was the best time?
Oh, I should say in the evening, about 7 o'clock.
Right. We'll drive over there tomorrow night, Steve.
Yes.
I read in the paper this morning about that other girl. The girl you found in the garage.
Well?
Do you think she was murdered by the same person that murdered Barbara Wallace?
Yes.
But it is so horrible. Two innocent girls, two... Who would do a terrible thing like that?
A man called Gregory. Mr. Gregory.
Mr. Gregory? But who is Mr. Gregory, Mr. Temple?
That's what I'm going to find out, Mr. Davos. I think I should slow down, Steve. Road's terribly bumpy.
We're all right, darling.
How far did Davos say the cottage was?
He said about 4 miles.
We must have done 4 miles by now, surely.
I wonder if we're on the right road.
I don't know. He said something about a bridge and a waterfall, but I don't see any... Slow down, Steve. By Timothy, what a road.
It doesn't sound to me as if you'll get very much out of Harcourt.
The old boy sounds quite a character, doesn't he?
I don't quite see why you want to see him, darling. After all, he can't tell you any more than Davos did. They were both in the same boat.
What did you think of Peter Davos?
He seemed rather a pleasant sort of person, I thought. Although I should say he's terribly nervous, almost...
Neurotic?
Well, he certainly appeared to be very het up about everything. Ah, we're on the right road, darling. Here's the waterfall.
Oh, yes.
What does he do exactly? For a living, I mean.
Davos? He's supposed to be an architect. Well, I should rather imagine he's got private means.
Yes. Is that car coming up behind?
Yes. I don't know whether he wants to pass you or not.
I wish he'd put his headlights out, whatever he intends doing.
Oh, women always such impatient drivers. Don't know, but it seems to me...
Darling, I'm not impatient.
Yes, well, slow down, Steve. Here's the bridge.
I think Davos said that Harcourt's cottage
Steve.
Was...
Steve, for God's sake, look out.
What's the matter?
He's trying to pass you.
But he can't pass us here. We're on the bridge.
Steve, for goodness sake, pull over. Oh, pull over.
Darling, I can't. There isn't room. There...
By God, he's doing it deliberately. He's forcing us over. Hold on, Steve.
Darling, I can't move.
Don't let him force you over, Steve. Steve!
I can't hold it. Oh, Paul, I can't hold it. We're going over. We're going over the bridge.
Give me your arm, Steve. Steve, for God's sake, give me your arm. Quickly, darling. That's it. That's it, Steve. Now, hold on. Hold on. That's it. Oh, good. Good girl, Steve. Hold on to me.
I can't move my arm. Oh, all right. I try.
It's all right, Steve. Just try to hold on. Now, take it easy. Take it easy. Oh, I must swim for it.
Can you see where you're going? Darling.
All right.
Oh, don't.
All right. There's the bank over there. Hold on, Steve. Hold on. All right. It's all right, Steve. I've got hold of the bank. It's all right. Oh, we've made it, darling.
Do you think you're ready to make a move, Steve?
Yes. Yes, I think so. What time is it?
I haven't the vaguest idea. Lord knows what's happened to my watch.
I must have been lying here for about half an hour.
Yes.
Oh, darling. Just look at the car.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that, I'm afraid.
Paul. Paul, did you see the other car? Did you see who was driving?
No. No, did you?
I couldn't see anything. I was so frightened. I was watching the bridge and... Oh, it was horrible.
Steve, don't. You'd only upset yourself.
What are we going to do?
I think we'd better try and get back to the village. We'll never find Harcourt's place now, not at this time of night.
No.
Well, if you give me your hand, Steve...
What is it?
There's a car coming. Up on the main road. Wait here.
Paul, don't leave
me. We must get a lift back to the village, darling, and this might be our only chance. I shan't be a second.
Hello there.
I'm most awfully sorry to stop you like this, but...
But what seems to be the trouble?
Say,
you're kind of wet by the look of things.
Yes, I'm afraid there's been an accident.
Oh.
My car went over the bridge.
Over the bridge?
Yes.
Oh, is anyone hurt?
No, fortunately. My wife's rather badly shaken, but I think she'll be all right.
Over the bridge? Gosh. I didn't think they did that sort of thing except on the movies.
Well, apparently they do. I was wondering if it would be good enough to run us into Seaburn.
Oh, certainly. As a matter of fact, that's just where I'm on my...
What is it?
Your name, it doesn't happen to be Temple, by any chance.
Why, yes.
Well, what do you know? That's a coincidence, if you like. I'm just on my way to see you, Mr. Temple.
To see me?
Yes, perhaps I ought to introduce myself. My name is Wiseman. Dr. Wiseman.
You have been listening to the first episode of Paul Temple and the Gregory Affair, a serial in 10 episodes by Francis Durbridge, with Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve. Others taking part were Meg Fraser, Richard Greenwood, Michael McKenzie, Greg Powery, Gareth Thomas, and Nick Underwood. The production for the BBC was by Patrick Rayner.